Jazz pianist Jeffrey Keyser has collaborated with a wide range of artists over the past 20 years, ranging from Art Blakey and Chris Botti to Sting. But now, he says, it's time for me to be me. And he's come out with his first solo project in 13 years. It's called Heart of the Piano. It features the music of pop musicians like Rush, Peter Gabriel, and Alanis Morissette, as well as jazz masters like Hank Jones and Christian McBride. In fact, Christian McBride has raved that words like amazing, incredible, and great hardly do justice to describe how most of us mere mortals feel about Jeffrey's playing and composing. And now you can hear for yourself as Jeffrey Keyser has joined me in the studio and we'll be playing live. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, Leonard. Thanks for having me on.
And we're going to let the music fade. You've only done one previous solo album, 01, and that was back in 1999 when you were just 29 years old. Have you changed since then?
I think so. I mean, I'm 42. I've grown. Of course, I've had a lot of life experiences along the way, and I think the music deepens, you know, as you grow.
Well, how different is it to play unaccompanied rather than the usual piano setup, or solo setup with bass and drums?
One of the things that I like to focus on is keeping the groove and keeping the feeling there, because, I mean, I was fortunate to play with some of the greatest drummers in music, you know, Art Blakey and
That was
and
pretty
Riley
much at your beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Starting at the top,
it
Art
was
Blakey.
It was my first major gig, and guys like Jimmy Cobb, of course, who played on, you know, the famous Kind of Blue sessions with Miles Davis, and I had some really great experiences playing with some of the best drummers, and because my father was a drummer as well, is a drummer. And so I'm rhythmically oriented, and I like to focus on the groove and keep that happening. So one of the challenges of playing by yourself is for me to keep that happening and not get too mushy and cocktail-y sounding. You know?
Well, has your approach to the piano changed a lot? You said it has, playing solo as well. I mean, when you're practicing, you're always playing solo. So
That's true.
Are you always preparing for these moments when you're playing unaccompanied?
You know, ironically, I think that I say that Art Blakey, the great jazz drummer Art Blakey, taught me how to play solo piano, not by sitting down with me and saying at the piano and saying, play this note or play that note, but rather by forcing me to do it. Because in the middle of every one of our shows, there would be a solo piano feature. And Art would get up off the drums, and everybody would leave the stage, and there'd be just the pianist sitting there. And I had to invent something on the spot, you know. And as Art got older, and his health started failing, you know, he would leave the stage for longer and longer periods of time. So by the end of that gig, it was maybe 20, 30 minutes I'd be up there on stage playing by myself. So I do credit Art Blakey with teaching me how to play solo.
What went into the choice of the music you've included in this piano? It's not the obvious choices of a solo jazz pianist.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to reach into an entire spectrum of music that I enjoy and listening to. For example, Rush. I'm going to play a piece by the rock band Rush. And they were always one of my favorite bands. Peter Gabriel, Alanis Morissette. I play a piece by my mentor, James Williams, a piece by Donald Brown, another great jazz pianist from Memphis. And just like a wide variety of things because I enjoy a wide variety of music. And, you know, my criteria are basically just something that has a strong melody or even, I don't sing, but maybe the song has a lyric content or a message that I resonate with in some way.
Well, Ben Webster used to say that he would think of the lyrics while he was playing his solo. So
yeah.
You sing in different ways, don't you?
A
lot of pianists seem to sing along, although they don't always sing in tune.
They sing. Some of them shout and grunt too, but I try not to do too much of that.
We opened with one of your pieces, Chirizakura. Do you compose a lot?
I do. I've been composing since I was a little kid, and that was actually an improvised piece. Although it sounds like it could have been composed, maybe.
Well, isn't jazz piano playing or jazz playing always somewhat composing?
Absolutely, yeah. Improvising is, somebody said, I'm not sure who, but improvising is composing sped up or composing is improvising slowed down, something like that. The two things do kind of blend into each other.
You mentioned that you're going to play things by rock musicians. Well, the first thing you said you were going to play is Peter Gabriel's Come Talk to Me.
Okay.
Why this?
It's a piece that my wife introduced me to a few years ago, and I love the melody. I love the message of the lyrics, the story, or at least as I've read on the internet, because, you know, the internet is always full of truth. It's something to do with him, with Peter Gabriel, wanting to get in touch with a daughter of his who he had become estranged from. And I had a similar situation in my own life, and that message and that story resonated with me, as well as really just loving the tune.
Jeffrey Keyser, Come Talk to Me. Thank you. Jeffrey Keyser playing Peter Gabriel's Come Talk to Me. It's one of the songs that he plays on his new album called Heart of the Piano from Motema Music. You also play Alanis Morissette's song Still, and in a few moments we're going to ask you to play another song from Rush. Now, there was a time in the past where jazz musicians wouldn't be caught dead playing anything that could be associated with rock music, but I suspect that rock fans would not associate that with Peter Gabriel. They would say, that's jazz.
You know, it's funny. I don't normally talk about this, but it was just such a cool moment. I made a video on YouTube of that song, Come Talk to Me, and Peter Gabriel got wind of it somehow and very graciously shared it on his own pages on his Twitter and Facebook. And my hits on YouTube went from 13, just 13 hits, to 14,500 overnight because of that.
Well, you've also been associated with Sting, who calls you a musician's musician.
Yeah.
So has the line blurred?
Maybe not, but I think rock musicians like Peter Gabriel and Sting, who are you know, very sophisticated and complex in their approach to music, I think they appreciate jazz and appreciate the art form for what it is, you know?
Well, it's really the voicings, isn't it, that more like jazz?
You know, there's
the way you work out the harmonies?
Yeah, there's the harmony, there's the rhythm, and I think mostly the improvised element of it is probably the biggest part.
So you're going to play Rush's Limelight for us?
I am.
Okay, we have very little time. I wanted to get as much of it in as I can.
Okay, I'll keep it short.
Jeffrey Keyser playing Rush's Limelight, and I heard an awful lot of jazz influences there. Hank Jones,
yeah.
McCoy Tyner, Bill Evans.
Totally.
But it all turned out to be Jeff Keyser.
Oh, yay, thanks.
So we're going to go out with a song from Christian McBride, Lullaby of Ladybug. from the new album. But I just want to ask you a bit about playing with some of the guitarists. You've been playing with Keola Beamer, the guitar, the slack key guitar legend.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jim Hall. Do they affect how you play?
Absolutely. Playing with guitarists like Jim Hall and Keola Beamer, of course, the guitar is a chord instrument like the piano, so you have to find a way to balance and not step on each other's toes and find more space in your playing, you know?
Jeffrey Keyser's album, Heart of the Piano, is on Motema Music. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Leonard.
It's been such a pleasure.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.